Hello, Cancer friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Cancer April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month, Once in a Lifetime Transit Brings Unbelievable Advancements. And we will talk all about why, what that is, what you can see from this. And also, we're going to talk about this massive congregation of Aries energies, also the eclipse in Aries, what you may see from that, and some amazing ways to use all of this Aries energy, plus the angle that the Aries energy is in for Cancer, plus the eclipse for your benefit. And we've got even more than that to talk about, so let's just get right into it. I'm actually going to lead with the eclipse energies and the Aries energies, because even though we've got this once in a lifetime aspect, I'm going to build up to that. It's very exciting. Okay, so we've got the Sun. We've got transiting North Node. We've got long-term transit Chiron. We've got Mercury in retrograde, so spending a lot of time. All of this is in Aries. We've got Venus joining the Aries party a little bit into April, and then in May, Mars will also go through this point. So this is bringing a massive amount of fiery, active, you know, forward-moving energy, even though we are in a retrograde from April 1st to April 25th, and we do have Pisces placements still in fellow water signs saying, pull in, pull back, be introspective. We've got even more of this energy saying, be active, revitalizing change, and activating massive force and massive shifts in destiny with the once-in-a-lifetime aspect, plus this epic eclipse. So, Aries energy is, you know, introducing our new astrological new year. So March 21st, we started the astrological new year. April 8th, which is the new moon solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries, is going to be the kickoff party for that. All of this Aries energy makes what's called a square with Cancer placements. I like to say that this fire energy making this square is like a flame underneath your watery pot. Basically, this is motivating. This is ambition. This is, you know, things that you've been hesitant to do. This is you finding your voice, finding your courage. And I've got a lot of ways that you can use the combination of Aries energy and the square formation and the fact that this is lighting up your 10th house of career and work and employment and father figures and authority and leadership, and how you can combine these energies to use this actively. Now, you're going to find a lot of things are just coming to you, you know, that are out of your control, or that this is just what you're going to be working with. But there are ways you can use this energy consciously and actively. So I'm going to start with that. One of the ways that you can use this is authority ascension. So basically, you can seize the cosmic opportunity to advance in your life, advance in your work, advance in your career, advance in your passion project, whatever it is that you're doing out in the world, whether you make money from it or not. This is an amazing time to position yourself as a respected and influential figure in whatever you're doing. You can let your wisdom and charisma shine. You can come out of your shell more. You can let the eclipse be this catalyst for this ascension as you step into your power and claim your rightful place with whatever it is that you're doing. You can also bring this, or allow this to be a leadership liberation. So either you've been in a position of leadership and it's been overwhelming and now you need a break, so you can be liberated from some stress or a burden that way, or this can be liberating in the way that you're finally getting acknowledged for what it is that you're bringing. This can also go along with embracing the courage and resilience of the Aries energy to help you confront whatever you need to. You can picture yourself breaking free of old limitations. You could be living your life through the lens of your father, who may have been critical for you, critical to you. You know, this is the 10th house. Sometimes moms can fit in there too. You know, this is a stern figure in your life who has been giving the discipline, who maybe was being critical of you throughout your whole life. And this is a time where you can break free of the lens of living your life through the image of how someone else saw you. You may have a boss that looks down at you. You may have people who have been condescending to you. Your relationships with people in positions of power are going to have massive change and massive chance to improve, whether that person is alive still or not. If somebody who was in this position for you has passed away, you can still heal from cracking that lens and putting on new glasses to see yourself in the way that's authentic for you. Authority alignment. So you can align yourself with the cosmic forces of change and transformation. This can have so much to do with using pioneering energy for your success. This can be trailblazing, breakthroughs, inspiration, and motivation. You can elevate your professional and personal world to new heights. You can let this authority alignment be catalyzed by the eclipse and all the Aries energy and the cracking open with this square sequence. These are dynamic and transformative energies that are really, really active. Even though sometimes it's hard to force things to happen when a Mercury is in retrograde, you know, transit is happening like now, your inner work can really, really get completely unleashed. So if things in your outer world are not quite working out, you can apply this work actively to your inner world, which can then change your outer world in the weeks or months to come. So it's definitely a time to be active. But if you're trying to force something to happen and it's not working, or if you're trying to put energy towards something and it's getting blocked, then you can definitely back off of that and follow where the flow is. There will be squeaky wheels a lot at this time. So if you just go around and put oil on the squeaky wheels, including your inner squeaky wheels, then that's going to help you to bring all of this stuff externally if it's not quite manifesting yet. I also love this time for you to have a passion project powerhouse extravaganza. So if you have a passion project that's not related to your work or income, or if it is related to your work or income, this is a time where the spirit of forward moving energy and the boldness of the ram and the enthusiasm can really, you know, fearlessly help you to pursue your dreams in a big way. The eclipses are definitely cosmic catalysts, and this energy is blazing with possibilities. And specifically for Cancer, it really is motivating. It does put bubbles, you know, into your water and make things become agitated and ready for change. It can be very restless. You can become a career crusade commander. So this is exciting. You know, you can embrace this warrior spirit of Aries. Sure, it can be combative, but we can convert that energy to being this fearless, you know, spiritual warrior and, you know, focusing for yourself and your team on conquering obstacles and obliterating them, anything in your path, anything having to do with your determination can become more unwavering. Mercury retrograde might send some confusing elements into this, but there's a building of something internally that's happening now that's going to definitely be like sticky to gather more strength over time. So career greatness, passion, purpose, all of these things are highlighted at this time. You can also focus on workplace warrior transformation. So if you own your own business or if you are working somewhere, you can really use this spirited energy to make some positive changes or instigate positive changes in your workspace. I love this also for passion-driven power moves. So if you need to do something big, you might want to wait until May to do it, but April could be a time for researching, planning, and trying to sort out and getting everything in place for your big move once Mercury is direct. You can also become a creative crusader and go on a quest so you can implement creativity into any arena in your life. And this can have to do with daring to think outside of the box, unconventional ideas. And with the Jupiter-Uranus connection, that's going to be another big catalyst for thinking out of the box. There's also this line of energy that pushes towards passionate pursuit of excellence. The energy in Capricorn is really ambitious, and so is Aries energy. And the earth energy of the 10th house, which is where this is manifesting for you, can have to do with detail-orientedness. So really trying to dot your I's and cross your T's and picture yourself as this relentless seeker of excellence and creating that picture and solidifying it for yourself and making sure everyone knows that this is you as you strive for excellence in all areas of your life. And this could become a dynamic career crusade. So, you know, if you're looking for a career, if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a promotion, all of these energies can have possibilities for you. Specifically, if you go back to things that worked before, people that you know before, things you did before, there is this tilt to the past with the retrograde energy happening. So anything having to do with epic entrepreneurial ventures, again, an official launch of something new in the retrograde, unless you're intending it to be short term, you may want to wait into May for that. But, you know, short term things, I remember I started a business in Venus retrograde, which is similar to this, you know, Mercury retrograde, and the business was short lived, but it was a segue to help me. It was actually the business I had just before my astrology stuff started really taking off. So you can create something that's a segue during this retrograde, or if you want to do something that you want to last longer, you can have this be your preparation time and then launch into May. Anything having to do with fearless professional growth and empowering your career transformations, bringing your dreams into reality, being the goat that climbs the mountain, you know, all of that is really powerful at this time. Okay, so we've got the, let's see what else we want to talk about here. Okay, so let's talk about the Scorpio full moon. Scorpio, let's talk about the full moon in general. So the full moon is on April 18th, and full moons bring drama, fruition, you know, building, manifestation, elucidation, hidden things coming to light, and an excess of things, right? So full moons bring that insomnia. So April 15th through April 21st, the closer you get to April 18th, all this is happening. Water where it shouldn't be, especially because this is a water full moon. So just guard all of those things and know that something in your relationship space, something in your money space may become elucidated. Scorpio rules those places, shared money, inheritances, lotto, sweepstakes, loans, debts, credit cards, capital, money, anything like that can, you know, come to fruition. This is in water sign, fellow water sign. So this is exciting. Unlike all that Aries energy, which is squaring and bringing that difficult kind of crack open angle, this is just a beautiful angle. So this is in your house of creative expression. And this has to do with children and creativity and hobbies and your bucket list. So there may be something you've really been wanting that may manifest at this time. And that could be very exciting. Now, everyone can feel all those goodies, but June born Cancers, the closer to around June 27th or so, you're likely to get the most notable kiss from this, but it's available for all Cancers, so you're not being left out of this. By the way, I am creating so much more content than I ever have. I am posting weekly, so if you are subscribed to me on YouTube, make sure you click the bell so that my posts go into your feed. I have created a page that has both my updated current and upcoming astrology YouTube playlist and my podcast synced playlist, where you can find everything easily. I'm not done with the report yet, but I just, as I'm thinking of it, I wanted to tell you this. AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology. That's going to be the place where you can go, where all of the updates and new things I'm posting will be there. In case you're having trouble navigating YouTube, especially YouTube mobile, I've noticed with their advertisements and pop-ups and everything, it's been a nightmare, and I'm having trouble watching things that I want to on YouTube. And when I look at my channel, it looks like, wow, like how did I get to this screen? It wasn't even, you know, that's not me. So it's been a little confusing. So if you want to binge my work, you want to follow my work, and you're having trouble finding it in certain venues, AnnieHelpsYou.com/astrology, you'll be able to find my playlist there. Okay, so on the topic of the once in a lifetime aspect that can, you know, really, really change things here, let's look at that. Jupiter and Uranus are coming together, and they're coming in the configuration of a conjunction. The last time this happened, so every 14 or so years this happens, but not in the same sign. So Jupiter and Uranus get together every 14 years, but in any given sign, it's like an 84-year, once-in-a-lifetime for many people process. The last time this happened, the jet engine was patented, and we see how this revolutionized our world. So we're likely to see a lot of major headway and advancements at this time in the world and also individually. This is happening for Cancers in the house of your friendships, your internet-based projects. This can be your community, this can be your technology or your own patents, anything like that. I am going to make at least one, maybe two separate reports on this aspect, because it's such a big deal, and you will see those posts, you know, in the places that I told you already. But for our purposes now, just know that this can unleash new opportunities, you know, once in a lifetime chances to break out of old patterns, to revolutionize your life and to create the life that you've wanted. So this is a very exciting time. Let's see. So we talked about all of that. Great. Okay. So I just want to give you a little more information on the eclipses. If you go to AnnieHelpsYou.com/eclipses, look for eclipses in Aries, that's the one that's happening in April. Eclipses in Libra, that's the one that's happening in March, which we're still feeling. These are bringing the me-we polarity, relationship, self, individual, you know, collaborations, all of this polarity. Look for eclipses in Capricorn or the 10th house, because that's where the Cancer Aries eclipse is going to be. And look for eclipses in Cancer or the 4th house, because that's where the Libra eclipse is going to be for Cancer. So those four reports will give you really deep insights into how these eclipses may manifest for you. If you want more information about this month, go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, put your name and email address in there, become part of my free VIP community. You'll get my astrology education emails. You'll get my monthly write-ups early. So my April 2024 astrology write-up, when you sign up here, you'll get a welcome letter. Click on the archive link in the welcome letter and look for April 2024 astrology. You'll have my sweet and salty write-up, the aspects to be awareful and careful of, the, you know, my favorite aspects, all of that in a nice written summary. So you can click on the Unleash button for that. Then you can click on the Upgrade button. If you want to have all of my content extra early, I'm starting to post closer to the time where a lot of this is valid or, used or relevant for. But if you want, I'm still making my content super early and I'm posting it in my Secret Star Portal. So if you search for Annie Botticelli Secret Star Portal or at AnnieHelpsYou.com, you can see it there. Click on the Upgrade button. You can subscribe there and also get access to my evergreen content, like almost 2 years worth of archives, my written horoscopes, everything is in there. And then if you want to learn astrology with me through my basics course or through my astrology certification course, if you think I put a lot into my free resources, and I do, you should see what that course that I've been building over 10 years, almost 10 years I've been building this course, so it's over, has over 100 modules. You can become a certified astrologer. You can learn how to use astrology to earn money. And if you love the stars and you want to earn money that way, I can teach you how. So you can see that at AnnieHelpsYou.com and you can click on Up Level. I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.